Thanks for joining me again for another episode of the Girl Unlimited podcast. It's a new month and we are officially just 2 months away from another year. That's 2022. On my walk this morning, I was thinking about how, though it's been a difficult year, it also has been one of my best years. Why? Well, for one, I finally had the guts to leave my 9-to-5 again with even less uncertainty than before. I also started this podcast, which I'm totally, totally loving, by the way, and I enjoy showing up for you guys every week. But I think the best thing that has happened to me from 2020 going into 2021 is being able to spend time getting to know myself and investing more in my personal growth. I even started a book club and as a result, read more books than I ever have. I mean, those of you who know me know I'm a book nerd anyway, but I've spent more time reading this last 2 years and I've done more journaling and perhaps more internal work than I've ever done in my entire life. And the result is I'm more curious, I think anyway. I'm more patient. I'm definitely more hopeful. And I'm more courageous in facing my fears. And you guys, you know I've been an open book regarding my fears and you know there are plenty. I still have my moments, don't get me wrong, like we all do. But I think I can say I'm much happier than I've ever been. And it's the best feeling in the world. Speaking of fears, I know one of the things that has really, really helped me this navigate this season especially is discovering what I really want. And I thought this would be a great topic to chat about today. So stay tuned and I'll be back in a sec. I remember watching Tony Robbins carry out this experiment with one of his audience members. Whiteboard in front of him, he asks this member of the audience, a young man, to tell him what he doesn't like or what he doesn't want. The young man reels out this list of things that he doesn't want, and Tony writes as fast as he can on the board, anywhere, everywhere, onto the board is one giant jumble of writing. Then he says, "Okay, now we know what you don't want. What is it that you do want?" Silence. Isn't that the case for many of us? A lot of us don't know what we want. Now, while I believe knowing what you don't want is at least better than not knowing either way, it's just the first easier step. Yes, it can prevent you from eating the wrong food that will potentially make you ill or, you know, something even more serious like marrying the wrong person. For instance, not wanting to marry a person who already has kids from a previous relationship. That's not saying there's anything wrong with that, but at least you know that is not something you want. But we can't stop there. We just can't. Now, do your research. You would be hard-pressed to find someone who is successful at anything that they're doing without knowing that they wanted that thing. So have you really, really asked yourself, friend, what is it that I want? By this, I'm not just talking about material things, even though I know that a lot of people have a lot of issues with a lot of material things. And I believe we should also want things. That's my opinion. But I'm talking about going several levels deeper than that. And please don't hide behind the phrase, "I really don't want anything," or "I don't really want much." There's a plethora of reasons why we take, well, this is my belief anyway. I believe that there's a plethora of reasons why we take the "I don't want anything" route. For one, it's fear of disappointments. Let's be honest. It's like me with birthdays. As a kid, I always had these high expectations for my birthday. And sadly, those expectations were hardly ever met. So to avoid future disappointments, I trained myself to not want much. so I wouldn't be disappointed. Can you relate? Anyways, I like to see the Girl Unlimited platform as a no-hiding zone. This is the place where we learn to face our real selves, and it starts with owning what we say we want. Because not knowing what you want is dangerous, and one of the major dangers is you will settle for less than you deserve, or even end up with something you don't want. It reminds me of this movie, The Runaway Bride, starring Julia Roberts and Richard Gere, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I think it's definitely Richard Gere. I don't know if you've seen it. Love, love, love the movie, by the way. If you haven't seen it, then this is just a short summary, and I hope I won't ruin it for you. It's about this bride to be who keeps leaving or jilting her grooms at the altar. And somehow her story gets published by this reporter who ended up actually being a jilted groom himself. Now, the scene that literally burned a hole in my brain is this scene where the reporter, actually there are two scenes. So the first one is this scene where the reporter is telling her that the reason she keeps running away is because she doesn't know what she wants. Because she doesn't know what she wants, she keeps trying to fit into the person the groom wants. That's her. So whatever groom it is that she's with at that stage. Something as simple as how she likes her eggs, for instance. She would like it scrambled because groom A likes it that way. Or she would prefer it poached because groom B likes it that way. So with her last runaway act, which happened to be with the reporter, she goes on this self-discovery journey. There's a scene where she has several dishes in front of her. I can't remember now whether they were different egg dishes or they were ice cream flavors. But she tastes one and then another and then another, and apparently trying to figure out, you know, you can see the look on her face. She's trying to figure out what which of those flavors or which of those dishes she actually likes. And for me, those scenes were incredibly powerful, because armed with the knowledge of what you want can help you navigate life with more focus and less distractions. You can pursue your dreams with more confidence and intention, not just because you know how things will end, because let's face it, certainty is a myth, but because you at least know where you will be heading, kind of like an internal compass. When you know what you want, not all opportunities are opportunities. You spend less of your precious time in limbo. You know better what to say yes to and what to say no to. Speaking of time, we all have a limited supply of it anyway. Wouldn't it be better to use that limited time and invest it in doing something you actually want to do? But again, the challenge is not many people know what they want. And at this stage, I'm itching to share with you how you can discover what you want. And I'm speaking from, obviously, my experience and what has worked in my life. It's not a prescription, though it is working for me, and I hope it works for you. But first, I wanted us to note something very important here. You cannot separate who you are from what you want. And knowing who you are comes from what you believe deep down. And what you believe deep down will shape what you want. I hope you got that. If you don't know who you are, then what you think you want will be questionable. Having said that, though, I believe what you want could change with times and seasons, because we're living beings and we're not static. We shift, we change, we age, our experience bank grows, give or take some certain core things that make us unique beings, make us the unique beings that we are. And even within those core characteristics, change still occurs. For instance, I'm adventurous and I love to travel, but the places I now want to visit are no longer the places I wanted to visit when I was a little girl. The dream is now bigger, broader, because I know more and have experienced more. And then there is this aspect. Sometimes you think you want a thing and then you get it and realize it's not what you thought and you really don't actually want that thing. And it's okay. It's okay. I want it to be normal for people to change their minds as long as you are being decisive about it. So you're not hanging in between and, you know, you're being indecisive, because the truth is, even when you're being indecisive, you are still making a decision, just not a very good one. So it is better, like I said in one of the previous episodes, is better to make a decision. If it turns out to be the wrong one, change your mind and make a better one. And if you are on a personal growth journey like I am, and you want to be the best that you can possibly be, then your thinking will change. As your thinking changes, so will your wants. So how do you discover what you really want? How do you avoid that dreaded answer, "I don't know," to the question, "What do you want?" I'd like to approach the answer from the standpoint of why we don't seem to know what we want. Because I actually think deep down we do. But I think there are two reasons we seem not to know what we want. And I think it is twofold. One is fear. And we've talked a lot about fear, but we'll talk about it just briefly again. And then it's not paying attention to the signs. There's a book by Barbara Sher titled, "I Could Do Anything If I Only Knew What It Was." I love that title, by the way. When I first saw it, I was like, this is such a good title. And in it, she says that deep down, we all actually know what we want, but are too afraid to own it. Fear of being judged, fear of being embarrassed for wanting what we want. And for that reason, I'll actually add shame and guilt for even thinking of wanting certain things. For instance, in the society I grew up in, majority of people mostly focus on survival. It sounds ludicrous to be talking of wanting a career in theater when you can't even afford 3 meals a day. It doesn't sound realistic. Now, personally, I do believe there's a place for realistic and logical thinking. Let me just say that off the cuff. If you want, for instance, another woman's husband, or you want to harm another person, then you better introduce logic and realistic thinking. But when you are using logic or self-doubt to prevent you from embracing your full potential, then that is a disease that we need to be free of, don't you think? Now, the second one, which is not paying attention to the signs around you. Now, Barbara Sher, again, in that book I just mentioned, says that our lives are full of clues and there's a reason we do or don't do everything. Now, with those two factors, or shall we say blocks, let's dive in to how you can discover what you want. So first things first, you need to grab a journal or a notebook and something to write with. Pen, pencil, eyeliner, be my guest. I much prefer to physically write because I'm a physical writing girl, as it were. But I also take notes on my phone sometimes when I go on walks. Sometimes I actually record into my phone or type, because I obviously don't have a pen and notebook to hand. So if you would rather do that, then please be my guest. The important thing here is to prepare to write or take notes. I believe to truly identify what we want, we ought to start with self-awareness. Now, self-awareness is a process, something that demands you go past the surface and dig deep. And even more importantly, it requires you to tell yourself the truth. Now, personally, I've found journaling to be one of the most effective ways to grow in self-awareness. What am I to journal about, you might ask? The short answer is everything. Your thoughts, your reflections, daily happenings and what you think about them, how you're feeling on a particular day. Just get yourself thinking and asking questions like, what made me do what I did? Why is it that I'm drawn to this particular thing? Why did I respond to this thing this way? Let me give you an example. So for instance, for my life, I'm quite drawn to interracial love relationships, though I'm not in one myself. It might seem like a small thing, but after delving deeper, I realized it was born out of a love for seeing cultures blend harmoniously. A love for seeing people who, on the face of it, shouldn't really have much in common, but end up finding common ground. I think that's just beautiful. And I've noticed how my love for harmony or different pieces coming together shows up in other aspects of my life. Do you see how this works? Also, if you can, you know, the more you write, I recommend going back over what you wrote, say weeks or months before, and you'll probably begin to see a trend. Now, I know some people don't really like doing this. Some people just want to write and not think about what they wrote. And if you'd rather do this, then that's still absolutely fine. Either way, you're going to begin to notice a new pattern of behavior. You're going to start noticing more. I know I've used the same word twice, but you're going to just start taking note more. You start noticing things. So more things will become obvious to you. It's almost like you're looking through different eyes as you assess a situation. Okay, so that's the first one. That's the first step. The second step is I suggest getting very clear about the things you don't want. They will be those things that practically steal your joy, even if it is something that at that moment you're telling yourself you need to keep doing. I want you to be as specific as possible. I don't want to live in the UK. I don't want kids. I don't want to get married. I don't want my prayer time to be interrupted. I don't want to work here anymore. Don't be surprised if you find yourself getting into some negative emotions funk. That's okay. Get it all out and sit with it for a while. Take note of your response because it will serve you later. Now, the next step is actually the fun bit, and it's kind of the opposite of the list you just finished. I want you to dream and write it down, of course, okay? I learned this practice actually from Terry Savelle Foy in her book, Dream It, Pin It, Live It. If you haven't read that book, I highly, highly recommend it, especially for the start of a new year. So in this book, Terry recommends writing down all your dreams, okay? Don't hold back. The bigger the dream, the better. The aim here is to open the floodgates to allow your imagination dance with your desires. In fact, I think she actually has another book called Dream Big, which I'm yet to read. But here, I want you to take as much time as you need and write as much as you can. In fact, let me push you. I want you to write at least 100 dreams down. This is not the time to get realistic or logical. I actually once heard someone say that realistic people are just dreamers who had their hearts broken or witnessed another dreamer's heartbreak. So the realistic armor is just an armor of protection. Now, do I agree completely? Not exactly, but I do see where the person is coming from. The whole idea of this particular phase of your discovering what you want is to lose yourself in the moment. Take as much time as you need. Write down even stuff you think is impossible. And then I want you to bask in the elation of the moment, the feeling of joy, because, again, this will serve you down the line and you see where in a moment. Now, the next piece to this puzzle is critical. With the first exercise, you're learning how to tell yourself the truth and dig deep. The next, you are now knowing how you respond when you come face to face with something you don't want. And the one you just finished, you are now recognizing how you respond to things that you do want. Now use all that knowledge to answer this question. What would you do if fear or failure were not on the cards? Again, you'll have to take the limits off here. Remember, you now know how to do this. And again, you need to dig deep. When you're done with that piece, this final piece is probably the most important. Pick something from that list you just finished and do it. In other words, take action. Okay. Now I know all that fear just came rushing back probably. But remember, this is something you want. Can you really afford not to do it? Start tiny. Not even small. Start tiny. One step in front of the other. If you want to write a book, start with an outline. Get yourself some accountability or some coaching. Join popular boot camps like NaNoWriMo that practically forces you to write every day in the month of November. It doesn't even have to be in the month of November. You can decide to do NaNoWriMo in June. Amazing published books have come out of that practice, I tell you. If you want to spend some time praying or meditating more, get an app to guide you. I use the app called Abide. It's a Christian app, and that's the app I use. I've heard amazing things about Headspace. You can do that too. It's guided meditation. Start with 1 minute. Start with 2 minutes. Test. Test whether it works better for you in the morning. Perhaps it works better for you in the evening. Keep testing and keep trying. But the most important thing is take action. Be willing to do something about these amazing things you have written down. Now, I said that this is the most important step of all because clarity doesn't come from thinking and reflecting, but from action. In fact, I'm going to lead by example. One thing I've wanted to do for a long time is create a community where women feel safe and get encouragement to break barriers, defy limitations, and embrace their potential. And yes, that is the Girl Unlimited tagline. I'm not just saying it because it sounds great to say. It's something that I genuinely want from the depth of my heart. I want it to be a community that is 100% shame and judgment free, where dreams, big or small, are celebrated and supported with counsel and ideas. A no-hiding zone, an ideas melting pot. I've started the podcast, now it's time to start the community, and I'm going to start small with a Facebook group. Is this a group you want to be part of? Then email me at girlunlimited1@gmail.com. Now, that is girl, G-I-R-L, U-N-L-I-M-I-T-E-D, and then the number 1@gmail.com, or DM me on Instagram. I'm at Girl Unlimited, and the Unlimited there is the shorter version, which is UNLTD. So GIRLUNLTD. And while you're at it, do let me know what you thought about this episode. I really loved sharing my thoughts on this, and I'm hoping it resonated with you. Your feedback will mean the world to me. Don't worry, all these links will be in the show notes. Do share this episode with a friend or two. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, then consider rating and reviewing the podcast if you're enjoying it. Now, remember, friends, not knowing what you want is dangerous because you stand the risk of being tossed here and there and settling for anything, which usually ends up not being the best that you deserve. So until next time, remember, you are a unique, remarkably creative person with a God-given purpose and unlimited potential. The question is, what are you going to do about it?
You think that nothing will become of me, that I'll never come to anything, but I rise, rise. Yes, you might have given up on me 'cause you couldn't see